How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bought my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slut!
Oh yeah.
Hello, we are back. It is Monday and Slobs is slobby as usual.
That's right.
Hello.
Slobbing around.
How are we all?
I'm happy. I actually feel like shit. I just reflexively said I was happy. Yeah, I feel awful today. How are you?
Oh, no. I feel okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Good. You know what? I feel okay today. Had a rough 4th of July, but feeling good now.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
May I move a hair out of your face?
Please move a hair out of my
face. To get in your eye. There we go.
May I? What a kind and gentle hair removal.
Well, you don't just go in, and I'm not going to just let it go.
Okay. Okay, good.
I'm not going to just be okay with it there on your face.
We ask. Modeling consent.
I like this.
We ask for access to each other's bodies.
Look at that.
I like some, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, you would. I love the way that I know that if I ever have a pepper in my tooth, you will tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a good shit in your teeth friend.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it to be in their teeth. Like, no. If you ask anybody, would you rather I tell you or would you rather leave it there for the entire night until you look in the mirror and reflect on when the last time was that you looked in a mirror and realized it was 6 hours ago?
3 days
ago. And you've been walking around with spinach in your fucking teeth for an entire party. Everyone will be like, no, please tell me. I don't want to walk around like that.
Tell me immediately. Yeah.
I won't do it with people who aren't my friends, though.
Oh, okay, so that's why you're not like a
I won't do it with
person.
Someone I like don't know. You
I'll
know
do it
what
with
I mean?
Someone I don't know. I won't do it with someone I don't like.
I feel like it's like a formality thing. Like if someone is above me or something. Like if I were in like a job interview with someone, I wouldn't be like, you have a pepper in your teeth. I would be like, you're going to have to find this out.
Yeah. At a later date.
At a later time.
Yeah. Not right now.
Wow.
Not for me. You're not hearing it from me.
Not for me first.
No, this is making me realize there's probably a reason I didn't get a lot of jobs.
That pepper in your tooth.
Wow, you got a lot of nose hair coming out.
Oh my God, someone repeated back to me what my answer was to a question in a job interview was, and I was so mortified. The question was, if you could be any animal, which would you be? And so I was like temping, and I got interviewed for a permanent position at this tech support company. And I answered by saying I would be a bald eagle because I would be like majestic and I wouldn't get shot at. And that seemed like a good answer to me.
Yes.
But then when my boss was like, yeah, well, he said that you said this, so we're going to give you another chance to interview because like you basically bombed it. I was like, I don't know. I feel like
because of that question. That... Like, what kind of fucking question is that? What is the right answer?
I don't remember.
There's
what
no
else
right answer.
I like that you have my back on this. I didn't anticipate this going this
crazy.
Way. I felt ashamed.
They're like yet another person who didn't say a worker bee. The obvious answer here in this, like what we're looking for. What kind of animal
bizarre,
would you
I would
be?
Say a hippo a, so yeah. I could be submerged underwater for my entire existence. And they'd be like, get out. I don't know. That is coming the next hit work with a hot tub. And you asked me.
How'd you get a full hot tub in here?
Yeah, I want to be able to fly and be protected from hunters.
A stupid question for a tech company.
I'd answer it again the same way today.
Yeah, because there's no right answer to that. Because, I mean...
But that is, I feel like we all kind of got bottlenecked into stand-up comedy just because, like... I mean, I failed my way up, personally. I don't know about you. I failed to succeed in every other field I tried.
I just couldn't handle how unbearably stupid most people you have to work with are.
Doesn't it suck having to work for someone who is so much dumber than you?
Yeah.
And I think that's a universal experience that... A lot of people have.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's reasonably intelligent. You get into corporate work, even like nonprofit government. There's someone who's in some higher up position and you're like, what does this person even do?
Yeah.
How did they get to where they are? It seems like all they do is come in and disturb everyone else from their work. I used to have a boss who would just come in and be like, His name was Jeff. How are things going? He'd sit across from my desk and
I'm in the middle of a task.
He's Michael Scott.
He literally was. He was like Southern Michael Scott. And my job was to help blind and visually impaired adults get gainful employment. And it's like a very hard job because you're selling a thing that is, you know, not typically assembled to a company that people don't understand when they hear blind. A woman once was like, I was like, you know, these visually impaired, but here's some skills that they have. I would love to like introduce you, whatever. And she's like, well, you know, I would love to hire someone who's visually impaired, but we have a lot of stairs here. And I was like, they have legs.
Yeah. The legs.
They
are
don't.
Working.
They, but people don't. They just think like one handicap makes you.
Yeah.
So
right.
Or like handicap, which probably isn't even the appropriate term. So sorry, whatever. You know what I meant. But he'd just come in and plop down and be like, so how are things? And like, want to spend half an hour.
Jeff, get the hell out of here.
Just chatting. He'd be like, yeah, you know, my family's thinking about going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras this year. And it's like, I don't care.
Nobody likes
you. I don't care.
Get out.
I'm trying to get one person a goddamn job. Will a bowling alley hire one visually impaired young man, for fuck's sake? Anyway.
I hate to brag to you guys, but I was very good at waitressing. better than anything else I've ever done in my life.
I was so bad at it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm unreal. I knew when to talk to the customers. I never wrote down an order. I can memorize tables of 20. Wouldn't fuck up a single thing.
What?
I was fucking insane.
That's crazy.
No, I was crazy. I was fucking crazy.
It doesn't surprise me because like the way you will detail a story, the amount of tiny little things notice. Yeah. I was so fucking bad at serving that like I would just be like, I'm sorry. I would literally leave a table after taking their order and come back and be like, yeah, I have no idea what you guys wanted.
I'll tell you what. If I didn't put it into that computer the second I walked away from the table, it never made it to the kitchen.
No.
Oh, no. I think I did that. Like, of course I have miss-ups, but like, miss-ups. I don't know if that's a word. I was good. I contacted my old work, Duff's Famous Wings in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I was like, so I had friends go, they're like, you should have your headshot on the wall. So I text my boss. And I'm like, I'm going to send my headshot. He's like, we'll put it up. I'm like, yeah, best server you've ever had. I swear to God. If this fails, something happens drastically, I'm going back to the working world and I'm going to be...
This already didn't fail.
Oh, man,
you
already
made it.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. I'd go corporate. I could do PR all day, but I can sell the shit out of some... I can take a stinky pile of shit that's not me and make it look great. But...
I would work with kids with special needs again, but man, there are better people to do that than me.
Mm-hmm.
More
suited.
I mean, I don't have the discipline.
I was fucking tired. It's just tiring.
It takes a lot of energy.
Just too old for it. I think people in their 20s, honestly.
No, or you just gotta like, yeah, that's gotta be your life goal.
You have to, so I would track problem behaviors. One day I got spit in my face 110 times.
Oh my God.
In 6 hours. It's
my God.
It's fucking hard. It's hard on every level. It's hard physically. It's very hard emotionally to just like tolerate that.
Yeah. And you can't get mad.
And just try to like politely correct.
You can't get mad on the outside.
Yeah.
You do get mad on the inside. No,
you're just like, fiddly dee.
Yeah. Boy, the thoughts you have on the inside.
At the beginning of the day, yeah, you're very aware. Like, I'm working with a child with special needs. We're all doing our best in this life. You know, by the end of the day, you're like, you motherfucker. I swear to fucking God. It's just like, thinking things you don't want to be thinking.
Yeah, they're like, it's turning me into
that one might get us some nasty messages. But
no,
I think parents relate to that. I think that like that's
it's hard.
It doesn't matter what you think, it matters what you do. It matters if you're outwardly patient. And obviously I had as many, you know, spiritual and loving thoughts as I was capable of before
before you
snap came up. I also think that when the person is not like biologically attached, like when it's not my kid and it's a fucking teenager, like,
oh yeah,
yeah, I had some emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for people who, I have a friend Laura who works with people with special needs, and she's the ideal person because nothing can bug Laura. You could like gouge her eye out. You go, you didn't mean to. I know. I'm like, no, the man came at you with a knife. He meant to. He'd be like, he was having a bad day. Like, she's never in a bad mood. Like, it's crazy. So she just, she's okay with it constantly. She's like, she had one guy at her house. She's like, oh, he came in with long toenails. I cut him for him. I'm like, you're cutting the man's toenails? What are you talking about? Like, psychotic. And she's like, oh, whatever. Yeah, it was gross. I gagged, but I got through it. I'm like, you're nuts.
Like a guy she was working with?
A guy she was working with.
Okay, I was
no.
Whoa.
No, she's like, it's psychotic. She's very, very cute, but like, she's the perfect person to work with these people.
God bless them.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this is your, and it's also, she loves it. She's obsessed with it. I'm like, this is perfect.
And that's what I think. That's the kind of person that should be a mom, is someone who really wants to be a mom.
Yeah.
Someone in a position like that, that should be like, they went to school and they're like, I can't wait to help people. It shouldn't be a thing that you're like, I guess I'll start helping special people. Like, you shouldn't be nonchalant about it.
It shouldn't be a thing where it's like, well, comedy hasn't come together yet, so I guess I'll go get my face bit in 110 times in a row.
Yeah. Now that it's happened figuratively in the industry a million times, I'll go have it happen literally in real life. I also think that, like, I don't think what you said about having those thoughts is bad. I think it's important to say stuff like that because everyone has crazy, like, everyone's, you have a thought that comes up, and I think that's a valuable lesson, is like, it's okay to have the thought come up.
Yeah.
It's how you respond to that thought and react to it. It makes such a difference. Like, you don't have to scream at everyone who cuts you off or like unintentionally upsets you. Steph's like, well,
I mean, I need it. My road rage is absolutely unhinged. We got problems.
Oh yeah. Oh.
You know what helped me? And this is like, it's cheesy, but like, I don't fucking care. Like, whatever works, I feel like. So I was like praying my entire way through the day. Like, God, please get me through this day. Please allow me to like treat this child with love and tolerance. And I still was miserable, you know? And so finally I like changed the wording of that to be like, God, please overwhelm me with love for this child.
Aww.
And that was like, those were the best days that I had, where I looked at it from that angle. Like, please overwhelm me with love for this child.
I love the way you pray, because if I prayed in a job like that, it would be, God, take me from this earth.
Oh, there were some.
Save us both from my insanity. I'm only going to make this child worse.
Yeah, no, that was in the rough drafts for sure.
That was, you guys are good with that. And like the mantras that we're doing in Stacia's thing, I don't want to tell you what's in my head. It's bad.
Yeah.
I am bad. I'm like, you fat piece of shit. You can't, I can't. Like,
well, that's
I'm like,
what she makes us do it.
I know, but I'm not listening to her. I'm still like, I grab my stomach when I was looking and go, you piece of fat shit. Like, I'm crazy. And I'm like, aww. I know it's bad. But it's helping. That kind of helps me more.
No, I think that you're just used to that feeling. And for the record, like, when I pray, it doesn't matter, but like, I don't ever talk to God specifically. I don't have like a God thing. But like, and I don't even know if what I do is praying and more than shouting into the void and being like, is there anything out there that can, for fuck's sake?
Just anything that can help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send
me a sign.
Prayer is a mantra that you send to someone else or to something else, you know?
It's just giving it up. And it's not even like, is there anything else catching it? It's just letting go of the fact that you're like, I'm not going to fix it. So I'm getting rid of it.
Please help me. But whatever force exists I don't know, in existence?
Yeah.
Whatever force exists that possibly could help me with this, please give me what I need.
Scientific energy shift.
To be of use in this situation.
Yeah, no, I need to try.
Well, it's hard to get past the, like, because I think as comedians, we professionally observe and judge things and ourself the harshest most of the time. And saying mantras feels so fucking stupid.
It does.
And if for years you've been like, what? I mean, like, if 17-year-old me could hear me doing a push-up and going, I'm so strong, 17-year-old me would kick me in the head.
If 17-year-old me could see me do 15 push-ups, she'd be like, holy fucking shit, how did you do that?
As she's just chewing on a Slim Jim. Pretty impressive.
Before I started working with Stacia Patwell at Stacia Patwell.
School of Thought.
School of Thought. Before I started working with her, my record for the most push-ups I ever had done in my life total was one. I had done one push-up.
God.
I watched Rocky for the first and only time. And
you're like, I got to get in shape.
During the credits, while Eye of the Tiger was playing, I did my only push-up I've ever done. And it was totally mind over matter. And now I've done 30 in a row before, not on my knees.
Like, not on
wow,
your knees.
That's man crazy.
Ones. Yeah.
Man ones.
Man ones.
Yeah. Man ones.
Man push-ups. I'm still on my knees, but I'm doing more.
Yeah,
on my
they
knees.
Shouldn't be called man ones. You're right. They should be on your toes, and men should be able to do them on their knees too.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Lara?
Speaking of men, I have an issue I have to bring up.
Here we go.
No. Because you mentioned something about comments. I'm tying it together here. I'm trying to hear. So I posted a video yesterday of me, a riff, a loose riff, 20 seconds pretending to sit on a stool at the improv and making it disappear in my pussy. loose riff, okay?
Very loose, am I right? Hello.
I have been on TikTok for 3 years. This is the first time I had to disable the comments. I got absolutely obliterated. I blocked, I'm not even kidding you, over 100 men yesterday I had to block. At lunch, when I was sitting with you guys, I'm like, oh, these are kind of bad. Then I was like, oh, these are really fucking bad. I got home, cried a little bit. It was like, it was fucked. And then the worst part was, I took the comments off. People got so mad that I took the comments off. They went into our post from the podcast. She fucking sucks. This pussy ass bitch had to delete her comments because she's so unfunny.
You didn't
she
block
sucks
them
on stage.
Too?
I did, but I guess they told their friends and they all came at me. Yeah. They came at me on Instagram. DMing, you took off your comments on TikTok, you fucking bitch. I'm like, oh my God, over
get
one.
A life.
Get a life. Like, I had two guys that go crazy. I'm like, over a video where it clearly says riff, joke, whatever. People, she wrote this. It was all like, Amy Schumer dyed her hair. Women only talk about their pussies.
Ugh.
Where are you today, fellas? Posted a joke about the Hinge app. Would love to see. Well, I don't see a single comment
They're
today.
They're still
not
mad.
Not a comment. But
no,
not one.
Wow. No,
not one. Because I'm like, I don't fucking own. Like, of course I have my pussy. I'm like, also.
Yeah, you have a pussy.
Yeah. Name one male comedian who doesn't fucking have a dick all time. I'm so fucking annoyed by that. But I'm like, are you crazy? Today, all day long, I've been staring at my phone being like, oh, not a peep. Huh? Not a single peep today,
because
you
it's
fucking
all,
losers.
It's all men them. Who never in their whole life, aside from when they were born, have seen a pussy.
Yeah.
And every time it's mentioned, they get triggered because nobody wants to fuck them. And they're like, oh, women talk about their pussies.
Yeah.
It's like, no, all you think about is that you can't get pussy.
Yeah.
And now you're mad because I fucking had the audacity to have one and mention it.
Yeah, sorry, you're
fuck
fucking
you.
A plastic one that you hide under your parents' couch, you disgusting pig. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what this makes
so
me
annoying.
Think? Ladies, don't ever believe him when he says he doesn't have time to text you back. This is the kind of time. This is the kind of time men
mm-hmm.
have.
Yes.
They have the time to create fake accounts,
mm-hmm.
tell
oh, yeah.
their friends about stuff, log into other social media platforms.
Create new
the
fake
amount
accounts.
Of time that men have to abuse us
mm-hmm.
for making jokes.
Riff.
Off the cuff.
Off
this
the
is
cuff.
The time that men have. They
a
have
silly
time
riff.
To text you back.
Stupid
if they don't,
riff.
It's because they don't want to.
They don't
exactly
give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. Because that's
this
a very
is
good
how
point.
They act when they care.
Like,
yeah.
can you imagine? I feel like I'm like, these men all probably have, not all, a couple of them probably have a relationship. If I found out that my boyfriend was doing this, I would fucking call the police and he'd be arrested on site. I would break up with him immediately. There's
you
no
imagine?
Way in hell. That many, going out of your way to comment in 3 of my other videos and then going to my Instagram and be like, fuck you. Like, get over it.
Why are you obsessed
Go,
with this
yeah,
woman?
You're obsessed. Also, you're so unfunny. Stop watching all of my clips then. You watched 6 in a row.
Yeah, you misery-loving sack
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, like, it's so
what
crazy.
You?
Also, you know, I love, there's so many guys just being like, she's not, one guy was like, I saw her on Netflix, she ruined the special. I'm like, whoa. I'm gonna stop you there, motherfucker. I'm like, and then it was
you
so
were
funny.
Literally the highlight.
And like, it was so funny because the clip that I got torn apart yesterday, Bill Burr liked it in the middle of the day. And I went, mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, why do I care? Bill Burr finds me funny. I don't give a shit at these fucking
what,
clowns.
These
like,
people
literally.
Who have no taste, I'm just so fucking mad.
That's what I was just gonna say is like, when they say that, they are saying that they are a better judge of comedy than Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And
like,
I'm sorry. You're not.
No. You're not. You're simply
also,
not.
Also, the irony of calling you unoriginal as one of 300 comments saying women aren't funny. Because at lunch yesterday, when you were reading them, it was like, women aren't funny. Oh, sorry, women aren't like
yeah.
girls
another
aren't
woman
funny.
Not funny. I've never
wow,
seen a no. single funny comedian.
Uh-huh. It's all the
yeah,
same
it's the
thing.
Same. Yeah.
It's just like you hate women because
yep.
nobody wants to fuck you because you're a hateful piece of shit. You're a goblin.
Yeah. Maybe
it.
If you were
miserable ghoul.
Yeah. Miserable ghoul. Miserable. We'll send you free stickers.
Yeah.
yeah. Maybe if you weren't such a piece of shit, women wouldn't hate you. And it's also the fucking people who go like start watching all your videos and commenting on everything.
We don't want you.
Yeah. Also, just cut yourself. Yeah, that's where you're like mentally cutting yourself if
yeah.
you hate someone that much and you're continuing to watch their shit. Just literally start smashing your head against the wall.
And if he's doing that to me, imagine how many other women they're doing this to. Like, I know I'm not the only one that's getting triggered here.
It's
like
any woman that has the audacity
yeah.
to come in their algorithm,
yeah.
which, by the way, their whole algorithm is probably female comedians.
Oh,
and
them, like, shitting
oh,
on it.
Oh, real funny.
Or doing those reaction videos where, like, watching a female comic till she laughs. And then just doing that for fuck. It's so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
by
worst
the way,
content.
Never have I seen one of those where, I mean, I've seen very few of them because I just try to keep my sanity. But it's like, it's never a guy that looks like he doesn't smell.
No, they stink. They're always in there like they're so gross. It's always like in a weird basement or a car where it's like,
where
what
they
are you doing?
Just it's.
You're outside Walmart getting ready for your shift. Fuck you. Like, get a fucking life.
Another fucking female. Yeah. Yeah. Guys who are just like, I wouldn't date you. And you look at the picture and it's like, I can smell your hat.
Yeah.
From looking at this
picture.
Oh,
those salt stains? There's a lot of salty hats out there.
Salty hats?
Oh, you know the
is that
salt
what that
stains?
Is?
Oh,
yeah, from
yes.
Sweat?
I have
my walk hats and then I have my cute hats for like if you're doing like a, you know, a hike or something where you want to
like
look
be
cute
yeah, yeah. with a guy
right,
or whatever.
Right. Or yeah. Or if I'm going to, yeah.
You have the hardcore, the brown.
And then I have my ones with the white, the white wave, the yeah. salt stain.
But you're also not wearing the salt stain every day.
No.
I used to have an ex. He salted that thing up to high hell.
Salt
what
life.
I do to yeah. get in my 10,000 steps, I usually do a walk. I do a walk to Target. I'll maybe get myself a kombucha. I'll do my walk to Target. I'm not wearing a hat that doesn't have a salt stain when I do my Target walk every day.
Yeah, you know where you're not wearing that hat? Here, where there's a video.
Yeah.
You're not like, hey, everybody, look at my sweaty.
Tell me where else I'm not wearing it. In my profile picture while abusing people for their appearance.
Yeah.
God, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we will come right back.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And there we are.
We're back.
There we have it.
Buy
whatever product that was.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Unless it's shitty.
Unless you don't know.
We don't know. Those are real just drop-in ads.
We might not sell ads for the highest price if we come back from the ad breaks being like, I don't know, might not want to buy that.
If you're an advertiser who wants us to actually advocate for your product, you can reach out to us.
How long do you think it would take an advertiser to notice
that
if coming back from the ad breaks were like, I would never buy that. Well, we're back.
They're not listening. They send them out and they sit inside their sauna.
A really funny bit.
I mean, and just for like pennies, but we could bake them in. We could talk about a product all day if the price was right and it was a cool product.
Or what if it's something we like super agree with? It's like Planned Parenthood trying to raise money and we're like, well, I wouldn't put a penny towards that.
We just have no fucking clue.
We have no
making
idea.
The world worse.
Oh my God. Wait.
We got a piece of mail from
a
fan.
From a listener.
Is that what you were going to say? Did I read your mind?
You didn't, but that's better than what I was going to say, because what I was just going to say was like, it doesn't matter.
I was going to say something, but I'll wait till after the
Now I want to know what
it has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, okay.
We get a lot of messages, so thank you to everyone messaging us, and we're hoping to go to full video.
Not everyone messaging us. Thank you to everyone who's messaging us
nicely and not
love
creepy.
And politeness.
None of the jokes, by the way, that ever come through about anything even borderline creepy, they're never funny.
They're
so
never
I'll just
funny.
Say that.
We never share them. We look at them. We're disgusted. It chips away at us a little bit, makes our lives a little bit worse, makes our days a little bit longer, and we're never, it has never resulted in a track.
Are we getting creepy ones? You guys deleting them? I'm not seeing them.
We don't really get to. I think we've gotten a couple what I think are genuinely just supposed to be funny things, but they teeter on dirty material and it's not funny and it just comes off creepy. And you guys should know that if you're not a professional comedian, it's the same as insult humor. Like
or friends with us. And that's the thing is like our guy friends who are professional comedians aren't making sexual jokes in our DMs.
No.
That would be weird too.
I think
people have an idea of the way that comedians joke around with each other that like
They're all shitting on each other and they're
we're
like, come stain
with all each other because we feel safe with each other and we're all, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our parents aren't DMing us. How's it pussy today, daughter? Like, what the fuck? Like, we're not getting weirdo shit.
Still getting snagged?
Yeah, your lips still dipping or what?
I'd be like, well, she's been hacked, but I'll still never speak to her again just to make sure.
There have been a few occasions where my stepdad sent me something that he thought was funny, and because I do dirty jokes, he's like, she'll like this, and it was
bad,
horrific. Mm-hmm. It's one time there was literally, I don't even remember what this was, but it was like someone's dick. I think it got zipped up in their zipper. It was like someone's dick getting injured, but I was
your
like,
stepdad sent
me
a
video,
dick
a video of a dick.
Yeah, that's crossing
and
a line.
I projectile
line.
Vomited.
Big line.
That's a big no. Did you literally throw up?
Yeah. I was like,
oh
what
my God,
the fuck is
no,
happening?
That's so yeah, traumatic.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, life's traumatic. What do? You keep going.
No, we're not shrugging off the fact that your stepdad sent you a dick and it made you throw up.
Yeah, no.
But it wasn't his dick.
So anyway, we're going to get into a piece of fan mail.
Anyway, to the fan mail. So this is interesting. Somebody wrote to us and they said, love the episodes. Well, of course, I'm reading the compliment.
Thank you so much.
Seems like sincere conversation and not a performance, but still super funny. And they mentioned that in episode 9, we talk about women being rejected based on body composition. We've talked about that, getting rejected based on what we look like. Things. Mm-hmm. Wondering what you ladies think about men being rejected based on money/level of income. I know it's a sensitive subject and texting isn't the best way to have a conversation about it. I think maybe he thought, I'm assuming it's a he, that I'd respond there. But I was like, this is an interesting topic.
May I start?
Yes. Oh, please do.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Poor people don't deserve love. No, I'm completely kidding.
And that's the end of this segment.
And
so anyways.
No, I think that anyone gets to decide what they think is important. If a guy doesn't want to date fat women, that's his prerogative. He can do that. I get to think he's shallow and an asshole.
But you can think that about
a
woman.
And I get to then make fun of the way that he looks. And women, it can be important to date someone who is financially independent or
stable,
or even someone who is going to take care of you, which has always kind of grossed me out a little bit.
Well,
maybe
no, but
that's
to
not
me,
fair,
it's like some people could look at that as shallow, and that's their prerogative.
And you can do that. You can say that that's shallow.
You're allowed to. I'll say for me, because I've dated.
I think it's shallow.
Yeah, I mean.
I think there's a difference, though, between like, is this person bringing to the table what I'm bringing to the table? And will this person do the work so that I don't have to do the work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although people, I think it's also okay for a woman to be like, well, I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
So I need someone who can.
I'm super hot. I've invested X amount of time into my appearance for my entire life.
Which I'm going to destroy with this baby.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that whatever people value, you can value that and that's fine.
Well, yeah. And I also think that like, you know, as much as someone could go, that's kind of shallow. I think that's kind of unfair when we live in a capitalist society where like there's so much fear around money and people want to survive. At a certain point, it's like people are going to have different ideas about money. And some of that stems from trauma or being like genuinely fearful of what will happen if X, Y, Z. So I'm not someone who's ever been like, got to find a guy and take his money, have him pay for everything, get him for all he's worth. I've dated men who make more than me. I've dated men who make less than me. And I'll say this, having had that experience, I need someone who's at least bringing what I'm bringing to the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if there wasn't the societal idea that the men should be the provider, which I know we're moving away from, but that's still really ingrained in a lot of men's heads, mm-hmm. I could date someone who makes less than me. The problem is, they start getting weird. They start getting fucked up about, like, it's like, you got to be secure in the fact that you make less money if you're going to make less money. If you're like, I'm a teacher, this is what I make. I will be happy to spend what I can and enjoy the pleasures of life. But I need you to know this is what I'm bringing to the table. We're not staying at the Four Seasons, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Fine. But if you're making dog shit money and I go, well, I want to go to this steakhouse. And you're like, okay, that's kind of out of my budget. I go, I don't care. I'll pay because I want the experience. If you're like, okay, but then you're secretly like, God, I'm such a piece of shit. Like, oh, she's like paying for these nice things, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's going to fuck up the relationship. Yeah. It's going to like chip away at shit. And I don't think it's asking, anyone can ask for whatever they want, but whether it's money, emotional, physical, mental health, like, I think it's totally normal to be like, I would like for someone to be at least where I am.
Yeah.
Also, what you're describing comes from a history of women being able to own, unable to own property and unable to earn the way that men have been able to earn.
Yeah, still,
women became in like 1920. That was when women just started being able to legally own property. And that's when divorce rates fucking went through the roof because women could get divorced. But until then, that was the only, that was survival, was finding the richest man that you could so that your family could eat food and live.
Yeah. And we still had,
and we're not that far removed from that.
Yeah. There's still the generational trauma, like just the like psychological impact of that, but also have women completely caught up? Right. I don't know.
There's a pay gap between what men make and what women make. If we were, if it were easy for us to make enough money to meet our own needs, there wouldn't be as many women who are worried about finding men who make enough money to meet their needs.
Yeah, and it goes deeper than just like getting paid less, because it's, there's so many people who go like, oh, you know, Well, if you look at the jobs that women gear themselves towards, or lesser paying jobs. But it's also there's so much in like corporate America where being a woman just makes it harder for you to get hired because people have their stigmas about it. But also nowadays, breaking into, like, when it's supposed to be all pro woman, Me Too, it's like now people are like, but what if she tries to Me Too us? That could be a problem.
Yeah.
She should just not even bother.
Men don't fucking like to listen to us. Like when I worked in tech support, I literally could say an idea, I would be ignored in a room full of men. It was like I never pitched the idea.
Mm. And a man?
And a man would say the exact same thing.
And like,
manager would be like, that's a great idea. We're going to do this. They got fucking promoted.
Yeah.
If I looked up ahead of me, all of my managers, everyone above me in the company hierarchy, all the way to the CEO, was a white man.
Yeah.
The entire chain of command.
Yes. And even if it's not,
even in stand up, running a show with a bunch of men, I would pitch, like, let's have this person on the show, would get no response, mm-hmm. or they would say no, until a man was like, let's get this person on the show. And then the answer was, yeah, like, guys had no problems getting their picks on the show. And I worked harder than fucking all of them but one.
Yeah.
And could never get the people I wanted on the show.
Yeah. And some of that is like, I mean, there's obviously people who are blatantly sexist. There's some of it is just like a lot of men don't even realize these little things that they've picked up over the years, mm-hmm. where they think they see everyone as equal and they have these little tendencies. It's the same as people have their like little subtle racism things where they don't think they're racist, but, you know, clutching a purse or whatever, you know, the classic examples. And it's just, and also even beyond the direct discrimination or like built-in prejudices you have about someone different than you, because there's so many white men at the top of places, people just, it's human nature, and there are tons of studies about it. It's human nature to like gravitate towards someone who looks like you. It's like this familiarity. It's this like deep biological, like caveman. Oh, like we're from the same tribe. So white men end up bringing in more white men because they're like, we get it. And especially in comedy, it's like there's so many, it's so subjective and there's so many different styles of humor. But of course, a white man who's had white man experiences, because so much of what you laugh at is based on your experience, is going to think otherwise. This white guy talking about his wife. Love him.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, no, maybe you don't laugh as hard at the pussy jokes because you don't know what it's like to have all your genitals on the inside.
Yeah. I will say this is, I feel like the point's gone on and I had something to say a long time ago and I should have chimed in. But I got distracted. The dog was petting me. The dog was petting me. I've never thought about money when it came to men.
Yeah.
And I've dated a man who lived in a boat and in a bus. So
two different guys. This guy had a boat and a bus.
No, boat on land, bus, school bus, just remove the insides.
Well, that's kind of fun.
No money involved in either of these people. So I've never had that, like, I've always, and I guess too, I've always been like, make my own fucking money. I don't need anybody else to fucking, like, my mom has her own business. My sister does her own shit. I'm like, I never needed.
Oh, yeah. I've never been driven.
It'd be nice. I would like to date a man with money. If anyone's out there, you want to give me a little something, but
yeah.
Otherwise, it's me in a hollowed out school bus with a Coleman cooler as the fridge. That's the date number two.
Living your Canadian dream.
To bring me home to my house.
I tried to date.
That was in America.
A guy for money.
You tried.
And it just wasn't worth it. I was like, how does anyone do this for a whole life?
Yeah, how do you?
I made it like a few months and then I was like, yeah, I gotta tap out.
I can't fucking stand it.
And he was a nice guy.
It just wasn't the vibe.
Yeah. And I've heard this expression, my friend's mom says this, women who marry for money earn every penny.
Oh, yeah, because you spend your life with someone you're not happy with.
Yeah.
So it's like, Nothing is coming for free. And even the things I said about wanting someone to meet me at the, like, be at the same level, that's all, like, where my thinking now moving forward dating is, like, theoretical. Because same thing, I've dated guys who are absolute, like, just have nothing. And I've dated guys who not are super rich but are fine. But I, it's never, that never comes up in my thought of whether or not I'm into someone. I never go, but also how much money do you have?
Yeah. Well, and when you think about how hard relationships are when it's going well and you're with like a good person, like I love Dave and he is worth the work, but like it's work. And I can't fucking imagine putting that in.
For someone you can't stand?
For someone yeah. you don't even no, you,
just
because
you've won a yeah. Tesla? Like, yeah, yeah, what yeah. do you...
Right. It's yeah. easier to earn a Tesla, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Than to make that relationship work and be happy. Oh, absolutely.
Also, like, I mean, granted, more... I drive a Kia Rio, which I just paid
yeah.
off.
Oh, there you go.
There. Yay, that's big. That's huge. Big. No more
I've
payment.
Never, yeah, I've no, never, I feel... I bought a new car. I bought there the whole thing by myself. Wow. It took 6 years. I never did that before.
Did it. She don't need you.
It feels better being empowered. I feel more empowered, too. I hate, like, I still, when I go for dinner with people, I'm like, it's nice when they offer, which is very rare, but I'm like, I'm always fucking bringing my wallet up first. Like, I just, right. I feel... I like being the fucking.
Yeah, no, I like being a boss. Yeah.
And wouldn't you rather be in a hollowed out bus with a guy that you love than in a Tesla with someone who you fucking don't like?
That's
like,
just
I would.
Droning on, and you're sitting there like, I want to jerk the wheel.
Just everything. I mean, we've all been on those dates where everything they say, you're just like, wow, this just gets worse.
Yeah.
And worse.
Yeah. Mm. And at a certain point, and this isn't everybody, you know, people make money and they have and they've earned the right to live a nice, luxurious life. And so they do so. But some people at like a certain level of money, you're going to run into people who are obsessed with money.
Yeah.
Who are going to be too driven to give you the time of day to like money or too into material things. Like, oh, if someone has to have the brand new, shiniest new thing as a woman.
Yeah.
Being their partner, you're never going to. Sleep. You're going to be like, no. He's going to replace me with the new shiny
and he's
thing.
Going One to. He is yeah. fucking other people.
He yeah, absolutely yeah. is and will. And that is 100% always the case.
Get a prenup, toots. Well, yeah. anyway.
Fuck.
Sorry, the dog was on my lap. I got very distracted at the whole conversation. I should have done that.
I will be honest. I think that there are things that people use as excuses that other people aren't attracted to them. And so I would invite those people to consider, like, is there something else you're not bringing to the table? Are you a good listener? Are you funny? Do you have good hygiene? Are you clean? Mm-hmm. Are your clothes clean? Are you holding flossing. The door? Are you flossing your teeth? Are you going to the dentist every 6 months? Are you bringing to the table what you're attracted to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point And our egos do that too. It's yeah. like it comes up with reasons. The same reason, like you'll see people who aren't funny go, that show doesn't book women, like an unfunny woman,
right?
Or whatever
right.
the box they're in is, and it's like, no, they do. It's yeah. it's not that, but it's so easy to go, oh, it's because of X, Y, Z, and it's like maybe,
yeah,
maybe you're absolutely right. But also, where and it goes back to like when we talk about that episode where we talked about. The guy with the cysts and how, like, you know, you're not overcompensating with being funny. No, and it's like, no. Well, could you build up the other parts of you?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, what yeah, other yeah. things, what other
build
things
around the cysts.
Are missing?
Yeah. Which is an empty bank account for some people.
What other things are missing when money is missing? Is it that women don't want to date you because you don't have money? Or is it that women aren't attracted because you're stuck? You're not ambitious. And I'm not meaning to call this specific person.
Well, no, because we don't know, but that's something.
I don't know this person. I've never seen his picture.
But we know multiple people like that.
Are you stuck in a dead-end job? Do you hate your job? Are you unhappy? Mm-hmm. Do you wake up and bitch every morning? Do you have a job?
Yeah, that's not...
Are you dependent on others? Do you live with someone who takes care of you? All of that shit is repellent and a deal breaker
for
me,
a lot of
you
people.
Know?
Yeah, no, I think most of us want someone who's at the very least independent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not trying
There's something wrong with you if you don't want someone who's independent. If you're like, oh, I want someone who...
Still lives with their
needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, that's sick. That's,
somebody who's like driven is my big thing right now.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't have money now, you're like whatever you're fucking doing, but like if you have a fucking
passion,
some sort of passion in something in your life, then that's like a fucking massive turn on.
Oh, yeah.
Plus funny, big hard penis and tall. But those are just sides. Those are sides.
Things,
those are sides.
Well, and I think also like I don't want to have to take care of my partner. And I think that a lot of women like fall into that trap and so have their eyes open for that and don't want someone they're going to have to take care of. Yeah. I want a big boy. I don't want to have to help you fucking put your shoes on and go out and get a job or buy groceries or whatever. Like,
yeah, no one wants to be your mom.
Because women take care of men in so many ways that men never see or understand, because it's not shit that even occurs to them, which is why we take on that emotional labor, because they don't even see it.
Yeah.
That it's like, I don't want to do the obvious shit, like have to fucking earn an extra X thousand dollars to fucking take care of your happy
to make
ass.
Sure you're not wearing shoes with holes in them and like
and a
shit.
Salty hat.
Yeah, I feel like it's I feel like that question often comes from a place of like excuse making and self pity.
Yeah, but it's also like
no one's ever going to write in again.
No one's ever going
to
write in.
No, we would love for you to write in, though. If you have questions and stuff, anything's send them our way.
So thank you so much for asking. Well, but that's like a really common, and obviously I'm bringing my own experiences around
we
that question
are.
Of like, well, what do you think of women who won't date guys without money? I don't know. Why don't you have any money? Do you not have any
There's
money?
There's a job shortage. Why don't you have any money? There's like a worker shortage.
There's a lot of jobs out there.
I mean, yeah, no, it's just...
It's a toughie. I answered the question, what do I think of men who don't like women who like guys? Wait, whatever.
I was like, what do you think of men who don't like women because the women like guys because of their money?
Thank you so much.
Oh. I don't even understand the question, so I can't.
I don't. It's just it's like, just all hell. And there was something else I was going to say on it, but I forgot. But anyways, if you do have like interesting things you want to hear our thing on, I feel like we got real serious for a second there.
I'd say
I feel like it's been a serious podcast.
This is a very serious podcast episode. This entire episode.
I feel
been...
like we maybe need to. I think if I had another cup of coffee, I might be more fun.
Man.
Do I need to? Do, am
we
I
all
have
did
a funny
Stacia's
story right
workout
now?
This morning.
We did.
Are
I think
we
is that, are we just exhausted?
Are we all just fucking beat? I got crushed.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought I was having a heart attack halfway through that because my arm kept twitching, and I was like, "Do I mention it now? Or do I wait till I pass
you
over?
Just pass away?"
Yeah, I was like, "It's really twitching for half that time." I was like, "Mel, let them talk." But
I
it was
feel
like, "Is it from
that.
The workout or something?" I got panicked.
Oh.
Well, we can talk about how. So we're doing the macros. We mentioned the macros, and we realized that I had a bit of a mishap.
Can I quick just say for our listeners what macros are?
Yes, yes.
So macros, when we say it, we're referring to macronutrients. So carbohydrates, protein, and fat. And we all eat
a certain percentage.
So that a certain percentage of your diet is carbohydrates, protein, or fat.
That's part of the program.
That's part of the program. So we all have our own numbers or whatever. So I'm in my Zoom group yesterday. We're all talking about how everyone's like, oh God, I'm full. All I'm doing is choking back protein. I'm filled to the brim. And I'm over here going, I'm absolutely starving. I've been starving. I've been out with you guys. I housed a sweet green salad in 13 seconds. I'm like, I'm hungry. Like you guys are like, eating like a normal.
Never
I was
been
like,
I hate
my life. I realize the MyFitnessPal app is fucking stupid. And I put my weight into it. So it adjusted it automatically. So it gave me 20 grams of protein or 20%. It changed my macros to a point where I was literally having like, I'd put in like one spoonful of like protein powder. I was like, you're already over it today. I'm like, already over it. So for dinner, I was having like shreds of chicken and like a little crumbs of ground
you
turkey.
You were using ground turkey like it was cheese
like
crumbles?
It was cheese. I was starving. I've never been hungrier in my life. Like we finally figured it out. I was like, everyone's been dying laughing. I'm like, they're like, how did you survive this week? Also, didn't lose a pound. Very upset that I wasn't eating.
Well, the macros are a magic number. It's really
yeah.
Your body probably went into fucking starvation.
It did. It was so hungry.
You're building muscle. I know it's such a cliche, but like I didn't lose weight at first.
But also, just so people know, the workouts you do at least two a week. They are rigorous workouts. Yeah. You're getting minimum 10,000 steps a day, and a lot of those steps for you are hikes, which is a workout in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd be going home like, I guess
not eating any fucking protein, and then not eating any fucking food.
I'd go home and I had a lot of spinach. Oh, I've been eating just spinach and like a
fucking
whisper
Popeye.
Of rice. I'm literally Popeye. And then I would just like sniff the protein bar. I'm like, oh, wish I could have some of that. I was dying.
Doing bumps of protein.
I'm like,
I've already
now we're
had
good.
A protein shake today that was twice the protein that Steph was eating. I thought it was funny, but I didn't realize how funny it was until I was like sending off my stuff that I ate yesterday, like looking at my own, and I had like 180 grams of protein or something.
Yeah. Like, and for anyone
which is a lot, don't just like listen and be like, oh, that's the amount. Usually I think it's like between 70 and 100 grams of protein is what like a resting woman would eat. I don't know.
But we're on a hardcore workout program. And also for anyone listening that like has never paid attention to diet, like protein is the thing that like long lasting fills you up. So like
and fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you just not having that
I had nothing.
It's like that. That's
starved.
That's the thing that I rely on. That like, if I get my protein, I'll at least not be starving.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about the protein.
In bed,
because carbs give you like the fake full spike, and then you're hungry again. Mm. But
you know how I picture it, and JMS and I are on different macros because we both have PCOS. So we eat 25% carbs, 35% protein, and 40% fat, which I've done research on, and that is recommended as the macros for a woman with PCOS. So if you're a woman with PCOS and you're listening to this, I really suggest it. I feel way more satisfied
because
PCOS is linked to insulin resistance. And those macros help with that. And the way I picture it is like the carbohydrates will spike the blood sugar. And then I picture the fat and the protein as like a weight.
That they're like, get down.
That you like tie
stop
to
it,
the
blood
sugar,
sugar
to keep it from spiking like that.
And that's like
and
when
you
get
regulate
like the
your blood sugar.
And you hold on to like hormone fat and shit like that.
Boy, this
what a heavy episode.
What a heavy episode, guys.
But not going to be heavy for long because we're on our macros and school of thought.
Yes.
Getting lighter every day.
If we'll just cut that out and then...
No, if you guys want to write in, please do. Please.
DM us at SlobsPod. Follow us at Instagram.
SlobsPod on Instagram. Follow us individually. Where are we coming up? I'm going to be in the Tempe Improv in Arizona, July 27th to 31st.
I'm going to be... headlining Laughs Boston or Laugh Boston the 15th and 16th, July 15th and 16th. If you're in the Boston area, please come see me.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I am, you know what? I'm doing a little show on July 30th it's a big show in a little town called Sholo, Arizona. And now that I heard your dates, I was like, I wish I would have planned that differently. Could have like came and hung out and then gone up there, but whatever, it doesn't matter. And I will be in Honolulu at the end of August. So keep an eye out
there
for that.
Go.
I think 25th through 28th.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tola.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.